4 CBA Mobile.
Morning, Dave. You're out awful early. Going to play tennis, I suppose. This is N0TR.
So you suppose correctly. It's been 4 weeks and 2 days. 3 days, man. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, and so I'm ready. Oh, man. I just hope my body is.
You've learned a lesson. So next year, when it gets up towards the end of July and August, you take off 4 weeks to keep from getting sick. How's that sound for plan A?
I just need to change my, I can't think of the word. Anyway, I'm just going to have to take more showers. That's the only way I know to put it. Because that's basically what caused it. I just wouldn't, keeping clean and dry enough. But, so it's a little more trouble, but, especially when I play twice a day, but, I mean, anything's worth, having to go through what I went through the last 4 weeks. It's been awful, I tell you.
Just a moment. Forget the tennis, taking an Alaskan cruise like Dave did. Get out of that hot weather during that time of year. It's dangerous, Dave. It really is. And, or else play inside or something, but if you don't take care of yourself, well, you ain't going to be around to take care of yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was doing fine with the heat, physically. It was just my hygiene. That was the word I was looking for. So I'm going to have to, focus more on that than I have in the past. I just didn't realize it happened and happened so, come on so quickly and come on, as bad as this was, and it just, it didn't want to go away. So, I tell you, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Feeling a little better to Dr. Tom here, and that's good. Just don't put yourself in that position again. Speaking of which, I got to go to the doctor at 10:30. Be there at 10:30 this morning. This time for a 3-month checkup. She wanted to see me back and was trying to tell me I might be pre-diabetic, but she wasn't sure. And I throwed that idea in the ditch. I don't want to be pre-diabetic.
I'd be pre-diabetic, but she wasn't sure. I'd say, make up your mind. Either I am or I'm not. No, I'm trying to give my doctor too hard of a time. We get along pretty good. He's been seeing me for a good many years, and I've been giving him good reports with the blood work. So he really hasn't had much to say about, that sort of thing. And I got a highway patrolman behind me, and I can't remember if my tag ran out last month or not. I guess it hadn't. He hadn't hit the blue lights yet, so I guess I'm okay. I can't remember when I renewed that thing.
I'll send you some paperwork on it in advance, but you've been sick. I can understand that.
I don't know. take that as an excuse. You know, it's your car, you're responsible, you know, so there you go. But, anyway, yeah, I think I'm okay. I can't remember one of my cars, the tag ran out in July, but I can't remember which one it was. Might have been the Mustang. But anyway. But you know, I basically missed the entire month of July as far as, you know, doing things outdoors and especially tennis. Tell you, it's been hard to stay indoors and, you know, not get sweaty and all that.
Well, I have to do that all the time, Dave. And no, I don't like staying indoors either. But one thing you got to start thinking about is it's that rare disease, AGE, that you got. And so you do a little bit less as you get AGE.
Are you saying that I'm getting older? Is that what you're trying to say?
Does a chicken have lips?
Really wouldn't know. So, I know, let's see, what is it? I know buffaloes don't have wings. Well, they serve them at the restaurant, and they also serve jumbo shrimp, which is an oxymoron, but anyway.
Well, I forget what an oxymoron is, but I can claim AGE at my age. shoot. Well, it must be your guilty conscience with that cop behind you there. Of course, I'll have to admit, I don't like them either. When I rode a motorcycle, I always had my head on that 360 degrees and looking out for the Gestapo. That's what we called them as kids. They were good people. But, yeah, you had, well, as a kid, I was a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on a motorcycle, so I really deserve that, so I can't complain. But in a little town like I lived in, all the police officers were neighbors, so we all knew them by their names.
I had one, a city police officer. He lived across the street, and, you know, I was his oldest son, his name was David, was a year or two younger than me, but he was my first friend. I was 4 years old when we met, and yeah, as soon as we were old enough to, you know, get outside and play together, yeah, I'm sure they kept a sharp eye on us, but you know, we didn't live on a busy street or anything. And he was telling me the other day, well, it's been several months ago, he said, "You were my first friend." And I said, "You know, I hadn't thought about that, David, but you were my first friend."
Forget, my mom was getting up there in age, I don't know, in her late 70s, and Bernice is making noise over here in the ice box. But Mom come through a school zone, and she was running way too fast. And Bill, a police officer that I knew very well, stopped her about a block from the house. And anyway, he ran her tag, and he comes back to her, and he says, "Are you Tom's mother?" And she said, "Well, yes, I am." "Well, in that case," he said, "I'm going to let you off with a warning today. but don't do that again. Mom thanked me for that one.
For CPA. Yeah, you know, it helps to know some law enforcement officers. I've gotten out a few tickets like that, and one highway patrolman came in. He came into Fairway Ford when I was working there, and he needed a new I think a regulator or a motor on his driver's window, and so it takes about an hour, and he just sat there in the passenger seat and did some paperwork, and we just sat there and talked, and next morning, lo and behold, I'm coming up Lawrence Road, and he's coming the other way, and I come over this, rise on Lawrence Road, and there he is coming the other way, and so he turns around, and so I knew, he was pulling me over. So I didn't know it was him, but back then you got out of the car, and so I got out of the car, and he got out of the car, and he just looked, he took one look at me, he said, come on back here and have a seat. And so we just sat there and talked for, 5 or 10 minutes, and he never said anything about me speeding or anything, and he just asked me where I was going. I said, I'm just trying to get to work, and I tell you, it was a thankful occasion.
I can't imagine what tickets would cost. I had three in my life, and that was back in Kansas, and two of them was on motorcycles. Let me see. Yeah, one of them was in a car for turning left off of Broadway in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Like 10:30 at night, and there wasn't no traffic or anything, but I was supposed to go another block before I turned, and some young cop stopped me. It cost me $8, but I think that was the last one I had, and I got stopped up on Wade Hampton one day here when we first moved down here about 14 years ago, and he gave me a warning ticket, said I changed lanes illegally or something or unsafely. Well, I didn't. I gave a turn signal. But he was mad because he was running radar on a motorcycle, and I got in front of him because I thought I had to turn left into the Texas Roadhouse. And actually, I was too early, but didn't really do anything wrong. I think it just ticked him off because he was running radar in the opposite direction. I got in his way. But he was very nice, first-class police officer, highway patrolman, I guess, on motorcycles. But knock on wood, I hope I don't get any, because my son-in-law got one years ago for like 10 over, and it was, Dave, $150 or so, or $170. Up there in Wisconsin, you can just give them a credit card. They'll run the credit card, and then you're on your way. And you can pay the officer right there with a card, not money.
I can remember, and I'm sure you can, when you could pay them cash. And as a matter of fact, I got stopped back in the 70s when they changed the speed limit from 70 miles an hour to 55, trying to cut down on, fuel consumption. And and the guy asked for cash, and I had three. And I was coming back from Myrtle Beach, and I told him, I said, I don't have any cash. And he said, do you know I could take you to jail? And I said, yes, sir. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, if he said that he could take me to jail, you know, he knew what he was talking about. So anyway, he let me go, and he said, you better mail this ticket and pay the fine by such and such a date. So I had my grandmother witness me write the check, put it in the envelope, and she rode with me to the post office when I mailed it. Well, I gotta go. Gosh, I'm gonna be late. I got less than a minute to get to the court, so I'm gonna have to say 73s. Have a good one, Tom. KP4CPA.
Okie doke, Dave. Nice talking to you. And you take care of yourself. And maybe I'll catch you after you get out of the doctor's office after a while. It's going to be another hot one today. KP4CBA in 0TR. 73, and I'm clear.
0TR, KQ4CRG.
Well, I remember the call, but I can't remember the name for the life of me this morning. And I should. Can't stay long. Bernice is getting my breakfast this morning. How you doing this morning?
Now, Tom, you got Robert over here in Bone Springs. Yeah, we're out here doing a little side job this morning. Just got done. Didn't take about an hour or so. So I get a 2-hour minimum, Mo. So, I mean, that's good, I reckon.
Remember, Robert, you guys closed down a plant not long ago. That's tough. Been there and done that. Two of them that I worked at closed down years ago, thank God. Well, Robert, I'm going to have to go. Bernice has got my breakfast ready, and I got a doctor's appointment. But good to hear you again this morning. I'm sorry I forgot your name, but I remember it now. KQ4TRG. This is N0TR73.
Hey, Tom. You have a good day. Maybe we'll talk a little later on. KQ4CRG. We'll be clear.